En af de vigtigste ting ved en bil, det er bilens motor naturligvis. Den har også et chassis, men måske er noget af det aller vigtigste, det er bilens dæk. Og det er jo sådan i de internationale løbserier, der er dækkene mere eller mindre defineret på den måde, at man kører med et brand i en klasse og et andet brand i en anden klasse. Men lige præcis i 24 timers Le Mans, der er dækvalget frit. Og der er faktisk adskillige bud på, hvem der skal køre med hvad og i hvilke biler osv. Og, det er ikke nogen hemmelighed, at det dominerende dækmærke i Le Mans Racing, det er Michelin. Men de betaler rent faktisk også temmelig mange penge for at være der. Men det er logisk også, at når Dunlop de promoverer sig selv, og det gør de jo altså i Le Mans, der er for eksempel den berømte Dunlop-bro, The Dunlop Bridge. Der er en masse Dunlop, hvis man ser rundt omkring. Og ikke mindst det, at Dunlop de præsenterer min dækning af 24 timers Le Mans, så er det logisk for mig naturligvis at tale med Dunlop. Jeg kunne lige så godt tale med nogle af de andre, men Dunlop er logisk af den grund, men det er de også, fordi at de leverer dækkene til David Heinemeier Hansson, som sidste år var den bedst placerede dansker, indtil han blev diskvalificeret, men det er en anden historie, men han var den bedst placerede dansker i 24 timers Le Mans, og han kørte på Dunlop. Og resten af det her interview foregår på engelsk, fordi jeg har James Bailey siddende ved siden af. Han taler engelsk, men lidt forståelig engelsk. Og han er kommunikationsdirektør for Dunlop. Og Dunlop er jo også en del af Goodyear-gruppen. Det er sådan en anden historie. Men han kan i hvert fald fortælle noget mere omkring det her. Now I have made an introduction in Danish, James, and been talking a little bit about the freedom to make the choice of tires, and also that the best placed Dane in Le Mans last year, until the disqualification, but that is the David Heinemeier Hansson. He was actually racing Dunlop tires, and he's doing so also this year. You have a very big focus on the LMP2 class. Is there any specific reason why you are specific on the LMP2 cars?
Well, Dunlop can make and develop tyres for any class of car. And in fact, last year's Le Mans, we won the GTE Pro class with Aston Martin, as well as winning LMP2. In fact, with second and third place overall on that overall podium last year. But this year we chose to focus on LMP2 for one main reason, is we've made some significant developments in tyre technology. And LMP2 is the best place to benchmark ourselves versus the competition. Because when you look at LMP1 or GTE, the cars are very different. You know, in LMP1, you've got hybrid, non-hybrid, you've got very different chassis. In GTE, you've got front-engine cars, rear-engine cars. Again, they're very different. But in LMP2, although there's a variety of chassis manufacturers, the performance is similar. So we know exactly how a Dunlop tyre performs versus a competitor tyre. And that's the main reason we focus on LMP2 this year.
I've been talking a little bit about how do the Dunlop tyres perform compared to, for example, Michelin or the other marks, the other brands. And some people say that specific, in this situation where you have something between rain and dry weather conditions, the Dunlop is the very best.
Well, it's nice to hear that, but we don't rest on our laurels, we don't take success for granted. You know, when it comes to LMP2, there's been 51 World Endurance Championship races since 2012, and Dunlop have been chosen by 50 of those winners. So we're doing quite well. 51 out of 51 would be better. But the important thing is you'd think that with that success that we don't need to push. But we're allowed to bring 5 different specifications every year to World Endurance Championship. 3 dry weather tyres, 1 intermediate, 1 wet. And all 5 are new this year. So everything we brought last year, we've stopped making. And we brought new products. So that shows we're always pushing forward. When it comes to that wet performance, we're proud of that in LMP2, well, in endurance racing in general. You haven't got that benefit of the 3-second pit stop you get in Formula One, you know, where, oh, there's a bit of rain on falling on the track, let's stop and change tyres. Sometimes you have to stay out there until the next refuelling stop, otherwise it spoils your strategy. And that's why we developed this intermediate tyre that is able to have a wide operating window. It works well in light rain, it works fairly well in quite heavy rain before you move to a wet tyre. And that's an important factor in a team's strategy and hopefully winning a race.
Yes, because winning Le Mans 24 hours race is not only about speed, of course also about speed, but it is not only about speed, it is also the strategy, the way you can program your race, so to say. The strategy of the race is important. It's a little bit difficult to explain for, let us say, people who don't know a lot about motor racing, about strategies, but it is something to do to say how, when are we going into the pit, because you know it takes a certain time to go into the pit to change the tires and like that, and in the meantime the competitors may pass us on the racetrack, and okay, we may be a little bit faster afterwards, but then when it stops raining immediately, then we have a problem. So it is a very difficult situation for the team, but of course it's similar for everybody. Another thing is that you have a very big focus, historically seen, you have a very big focus on Le Mans. You have this very famous Dunlop Bridge. When you look around on the racetrack, there is more Dunlop than anything else, which has something to do with tires. Why is this reason? Is it because there's coming 30,000 British spectators every year, or what is happening?
Well, the bridge has been part of Le Mans since 1924. The very first bridge was actually out on the extended circuit, because the circuit used to, instead of turning right at the first corner up to the Dunlop chicane, it used to carry on towards Le Mans town, and then a hairpin where the tram line is now, and after that hairpin, that's where the first Dunlop bridge was. Then when they shortened the circuit, we moved it, and since then it's been largely in the same place as before. But the bridge is an icon, but it's an important communication point for Dunlop. It reinforces why we do Le Mans, it reinforces that spirit of competition. And it reminds people that this is the race that where we develop our tyres, so that's important. We've had 34 wins, more than any other tyre manufacturer, and we've had 7 consecutive LMP2 wins. So it's a race that's very important to us in our history.
And that is basically something that normal road cars are. And that is basically something which is a help for the production of the normal road tyres, so to say.
Yeah, compared to Formula One, there's more similarities between a Le Mans tyre and a high-performance road tyre. First of all, you know, a Le Mans tyre is 18-inch wheels, similar to most high-performance cars. Formula One's 13-inch. The width of the tyre, about 305 millimetres across, is similar to the rear tyres you would get on a supercar. So the kind of construction technology and the forces going through the tyre are similar to you'd expect on a very high performance car. But it's the material development. People think of a tyre as rubber, but there's Kevlar, there's steel, there's nylon, there's fibres, there's rayon, there's chemicals that I'm not allowed to tell you about because they're secret. But all of those are things that we try in motorsport, because this is the environment where we could push the tyres for the furthest and harder than anywhere else. And that material development that we do at Le Mans translates straight into road tyres. We've just launched a tyre called the Dunlop Sportmax Race 2. It's fitted to the Porsche 911 GT3, GT3 RS and GT2 as standard. And a lot of the material technology in there came straight from our Le Mans tyres.
Shall we guess on the winner of the LMP2 class on Sunday afternoon? Is he running a Dunlop tyre?
We would hope so. We'll have to discuss that on Sunday afternoon. But this is an incredible team effort, and we have over 40 people working in the pit lane here at Le Mans. And what we do is we give a dedicated focus to each one of those teams that choose Dunlop. What that means is we have a trackside support engineer who is working in the garage of those teams. So whether it's Alpine, whether it's Jackie Chan Racing, whether it's TDS Racing or Graf Racing or Oak Racing, all of those teams have an engineer each. And that engineer wears a Dunlop uniform but is fully embedded in that team. So if there's anything that we can do to tune the tyre and change the pressures, or we see some extreme wear and maybe we advise the team to change the camber of the car or the setup or the downforce of the car, we can give that feedback directly to the team. So it's not just about making great tyres, it's actually about great communication and feedback between engineers and teams. And that's the secret to winning. We've been winning for 130 years, and that human element is so important.
Du kan høre om 24 timers Le Mans her i radioen, og desuden følge 24 timers Le Mans på motorsiden.dk, hvor vi weekenden igennem bringer korte opdateringer og små historier fra begivenhederne på banen. Altså motorsiden.dk, præsenteret af Toyota Hybrid, tidligere verdensmester i langdistance racing og Dunlop, som har leveret dæk til ikke færre end 34 Le Mans sejre, samt Total, som er officiel energipartner og officiel energileverandør ved 24 timers Le Mans.